Welcome to From the Source. I'm Harukar Anu, your host, and this is the information-based program that explores topics and issues related to optimal living, including using life-centered practices and therapies and through using organic and natural products and resources. Today I'm on location with my guest, Michael Campbell, president of Lifeway Wellness Services. And Michael is an integrative wellness consultant. And today we're going to talk about the business, talk about his business, Lifeway Wellness Services, and his relationship to the role of and benefits of using a holistic lifestyle consultant. So let me start first by saying welcome, Michael, to the program from the Source.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Okay. So I guess I'd like to just get right into the meat of it and talk about your business. What is Lifeway Wellness Services? Can you give me a little bit of background and, you know, what the business is? How'd you get started? What got you to where you are?
Okay, well, I started as a sole proprietor without a company as a massage therapist, 1980. And I was doing massage therapy, and that was prior to even going to school. Then I decided to go to school after being really frustrated in college and actually working on a health food truck at Howard University. And, you know, the customers would come through, and then especially during finals, they'd be all stressed out, and I'd start massaging them. And next thing you know, people were saying, you know, can I pay for an hour? And I said, really, you want to pay me to do this? You know, so so that kind of started my business. And from there, I went to school in New York City at the Lawrence Harrison Institute and took a basic course in massage therapy. And that teacher also taught color therapy, herbology, and a course called Make Choices, Not Excuses, which is kind of like a life coaching process. And so I did a couple of those weekends and then started actually leading support groups out of that work. So, you know, I got into a variety of holistic practices back then. I'm also a practicing vegetarian since 1980. No beef, pork, fish, or fowl, and well, I actually gave up beef in 1976, beef and pork, and then in 1980 gave up fish and fowl. So, and all the while, I've been consulting with people, sharing my knowledge with people, and noticing that people are getting better and feeling better and really happy to have the knowledge and information. So then I started a company called Corporate Stress Therapy, which became incorporated with the intention on taking chair massage into the workplace and working on corporate America, you know, to de-stress corporate America.
So now, before we talk about corporate stress therapy, I just want to sort of reflect and kind of summarize what you were doing. 20 years then you've been at what you're doing. Said about 1980, so we're now at 2008, so you're almost 30 years in for what you're doing. And pretty much what I heard and what you shared is the broad definition of a holistic practitioner.
Yes.
Excuse me, I have a bug in my throat. Excuse me.
I got something for that too.
Oh, thanks. So pretty much a holistic practitioner.
Yes.
In what you were doing, and I would imagine at that time, when I reflect, that a person like yourself was more on the what we consider to be the fringe.
That's right.
Because I think now the concept of a holistic practitioner is coming more toward the center.
Yes.
Of our thinking, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. But so, how was it when you were initially engaged in the practice of what you were doing, and how well received, you know, was it in the, let's say, the larger community?
Okay, so I grew up with a whole bunch of friends, and when I stopped eating meat, they wanted to know why.
Yeah. Right, like, what's wrong?
Yeah. So, you know, and I was a lifeguard on Long Island, and you know, and in really good physical condition. So And when I eat, I sit down, I eat a serious meal. And so I would have literally crowds of people around me when I'd open my lunch at you know, on the beach, you know, so, so then they started noticing that there was no more beef, you know, there was no more roast beef sandwiches. There was only chicken and fish sandwiches. And next thing you know, I gave up the chicken and fish. And next thing I'd come in with, maybe one day I'd have a whole watermelon, and that was my lunch for the day.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd kill most of it. and then my father is a physician. Yeah. And of course, you know, I had many debates, long debates with the benefits of becoming a vegetarian and changing your diet on you know, and the effects of that on health.
Yeah.
And of course, he would cite medical journals, and I would cite, you know, the books. I would cite from the books that I had read, and you know, the empirical evidence of this vitamin or that nutrient. And then eventually, he called me up one day and he said, "Michael, what's garlic good for?" Oh. And I said, "I got him." So, and I, you know, I debated with a lot of Western physicians and nurses and, you know, people, Western-minded people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it just made me stronger than what they challenged me. And they challenged me. Trust me, they challenged me.
Now, from a business perspective, going out to sell yourself to a community, was there, now, I would imagine there's maybe more of a community that's more ready for who you are in this regard now than when you initially started?
That's right.
Okay. So then what was the process like? I mean, what was it like there going out here to sell yourself? One, you're sort of new to the practice, and so you have to sell yourself on the idea that, hey, even if you don't see the experience, I have the knowledge, and then you're selling to folks who may not be as
open.
Aware. And even open, yeah.
Yeah.
So what was that like?
So, you specifically asking about massage, or are you asking about all of what I did?
All of what you did and what you shared initially.
Okay. Yeah. So mainly what I would do, you know, it's funny because I recently just went and talked to a group of high school kids here in Baltimore who are actually on a hunger strike, and I talked to them about fasting.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got some feedback that I scared the hell out of all of them. but you see, the truth regarding your health can be very startling because of how we are educated and acclimated in this culture. So back then, it was even more so that people were entrenched in traditional ways of living that were not holistic.
Yeah.
And so what I would do is I would contrast the way that they were eating, the way that they were thinking, the way that they were experiencing aches and pains and illnesses in their body with my life and how my health and my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And saying that, you know, for instance, I every November I would get strep throat.
Mm-hmm.
And now my father, as I said, is a physician. He's an ear, nose, and throat specialist.
Yes.
So he looked at my tonsils and said, You have beyond strep throat. You have tonsillitis, and you must have your tonsils out as soon as you know you reduce the inflammation in your throat. And I said, "Oh no! You're not touching what God put in my body for a reason."
Yeah.
So I immediately gave up dairy. I have not had tonsillitis or strep throat since then.
Right.
Now I've gone back to eating dairy, but I eat it now with a lot of consciousness and awareness. I don't just eat it. You know,
so you eat it in moderation.
I eat it in moderation,
yeah.
And I can tell when I've had too much because my throat starts getting scratchy and things start happening, and so I just cut back, you know, do a little, you know, cleansing with maybe some lemon juice, water, maple syrup, and cayenne pepper called the Master Cleanser, and next thing you know, the mucus is clearing out of my system and I'm feeling better.
Right. So you became a living example.
I became a living example.
Okay. So then from that living example, to going into corporate stress therapy that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well,
now you did corporate stress therapy here in Baltimore.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Well, it started in Fort Lauderdale.
Uh-huh.
That's when I started the company and then moved here to Baltimore. And, you know, the corporate culture was not real open to having regular work done, like having me come in once a week or once a day or whatever, here in Baltimore. Now, I had heard that in L.A. and in New York, you know, companies were actually buying into the concept of having a massage therapist on staff and having, you know, their employees have regular work done.
Yes.
So every once in a while, a company would hear about me, and it was basically word of mouth, or I'd be in a conversation with someone on the street, or someone would mention my name, was, you know, referrals or whatever, and I'd get into an architectural firm or a law firm or you know, depending on where it was, and do it one day, and then maybe the bank, Sun Bank had me at one point. They had me back the next year. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm all the while saying, don't you feel how this, you know, aren't you experiencing like the benefits of this? And I actually took I took part of a study at the University of Miami. They have the Touch Research Center down there, and took place and was part of this research that actually documented the benefits of having 15-minute massages at work. Mm-hmm. So I actually compiled that information and gave that to companies, and they still were not, you know, they were reluctant to give up the almighty dollar.
So the I guess intellectually folks could get it.
Yes.
But culturally hadn't shifted.
Right.
You know, there. So then let's talk about where you are now.
Okay.
You know, with
Lifeway Wellness Service. Yeah.
And
so what you're doing. So I changed the name because I realized that I'm much broader in my scope of practice than massage therapy.
Yeah.
I'm also certified as a life coach, and I do offer my holistic nutrition knowledge to people. So I consult with people there, and I've, you know, hooked up with a couple of multi-level marketing companies and sold products here and there, not with anyone right now. But because of my life coaching, I now see the benefit of offering my services in a more broader scope. So that's why I changed the company name, and now I offer, you know, life coaching and nutritional consultation. I also have some background in astrology, and lately people have been asking, you know, the whole concept of doing an astrological reading has been coming up, and I'm actually able to do that. I'm not charging folk for it, but it's part and parcel of some of my massage work, which I can get information or give information to people around with using astrology as well as my life coaching.
Okay. So now, as a life coach, tell us what is a life coach? I mean, so, and then how would, and what do you do actually? What's a life coach?
Okay. A life coach is basically a person who's kind of like a personal trainer for your life. So, you know, you have a personal, you go into the gym or you go to work out, you want a physical result, you hire a personal trainer, and that person guides and directs you and kind of shows you your blind spots in terms of how you're lifting weights or the type of exercise that you need to be doing to get the desired results you're looking for. Life coaching is similar in that what I ask a person what it is that they want in their lives, what they want to achieve, and I usually point them to the back burners, you know, the things that they've put on the back burners of their life, and say, well, you know, what about bringing that to the front burner?
Okay. So you're dealing with some goal setting.
Goal setting.
Looking at people's vision.
And
dreams that they have.
And dreams. Yes. Uh-huh. And even the places that if they're not even visioning or dreaming or whatever, the places where they're stuck, where they can't dream, you know, and that, you know, they need some freedom, you know, from whatever's holding them down or keeping them back.
So in that respect, you're doing what? To bring clarity to folks?
Yes, clarity. That's correct.
And then giving them what? The space to operate out of that clarity?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. So, well, yeah. Once you get clear, then there's some actions. There's a choice at which you can take some action steps. So yeah, clarity and motivation, and I kind of cheer people on and I champion their, you know, their strengths and let them know that they are great.
So, but you're doing that with some structure, I would imagine.
Yeah. With some structure. Sometimes, you know, I walk into a session with no structure.
Yeah.
you know, I because I've had a lot of experience in coaching, the structure will come to me very quickly.
You know? I mean, the structure is there.
Yes.
But I'm saying when you're working with somebody, there's a structure in a sense of you know where you're going, and there are steps and a sense of getting there, like you just indicated for the person with vision and the dreaming. Maybe you can't get or do this other step until you've got some clarity and some space to work in. That's what I mean, in structure.
That's right. That's right.
So then after the person has done that, getting that clarity of, like, what, who they are, what it is they want, where they want to go, then you're working with them on getting there?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so what's the process? So, you know, in a sense, some example of a process.
Okay. So I had a woman who wanted to, she was retired and had a dream of traveling around the country in an RV.
Yeah.
And she's also is a storyteller.
Yeah.
So you know, this was like a beautiful dream, and I said, tell me more about the dream, and we got the dream completely fleshed out, and I said, okay, now what do you have to do? Well, okay, well, I think I have to start clearing out my current apartment that I live in, given that I'm going to not be living in an apartment anymore.
Yeah.
And that process took 6 months alone of her having to get rid of things, and we had to deal with the issues of letting go, you know, what that meant for her, and also organizing, and then we had to deal with her physical energy that she could not. She had to allot 2 hours a day instead of 4 hours a day to packing, and you know, and then she had sales where she had people coming into her apartment and had all this, had the living room full of, you know, the things that she wanted to sell, and then the things that she wanted to give away, and the things she wanted to throw away, and then, you know, all that. And that was, I mean, that was just getting her out of her apartment.
So when I hear that, I'm hearing a whole lot that you're saying, because I'm hearing that, and to describe it in a few words, you did a makeover of this person, you know, you assisted her in doing a makeover of herself.
Yes.
But then that makeover, I would imagine there were a whole lot of challenges, because one, you're talking about going from living in a physical structure like a house or an apartment that's stationary.
Yes.
To now going and living in a quote a vehicle to some extent, and traveling and not being as stationary.
Correct.
And that's a lifestyle change in and of itself.
Yes.
And then the things that we get attached to. I think when we look around our homes, we tend to say, well, everything that I have here reflects who I am to some extent.
Right.
And then when you're talking about letting go and paring down, maybe to even live in smaller space, maybe.
Yes.
Then in some instances, I would think people are thinking that they're letting go of themselves.
That's
or some
right.
aspects of themselves, and so
we have to redefine self,
right? And in order to let go, so that you don't feel like I'm losing this, or I can't let this go, because if I do, I'm losing myself.
Yes.
I hear a lot in that.
Yes,
you
and
know,
there's lots of paradigms that people live in that they've got to like create a new paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And you know, so and I coached another person in, that was in my class for. She said we have three topics. And she named the topics, and she said, "But this one topic, you're a man, so you probably can't relate to that one. So, well, how about these two?" And I said, "No, well, let's go back to that other topic."
Yeah.
And that topic was about the fact that she kept packing whenever she would go on a trip, a weekend trip. She kept packing too many clothes. And now I only had 15 minutes to coach this woman, and next thing you know, she had a breakthrough in her self-esteem around the fact that she went when she visited this friend. She had a constant like anxiety about the friend judging her about what she wore.
Oh.
So she was in tears in the middle of the session and didn't realize that,
15 minutes.
One, I'm a man coaching her on, you know, how to pack clothes, you know. But it wasn't about the clothes. It was about who, you know, her self-image and her self-worth. And she thanked me profusely after that. And you know, I was amazed that that was even underneath her large suitcase. No pun intended, all the luggage she was carrying around.
So you're really helping people get to a side of themselves that oftentimes, to use something you alluded to, gets buried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by, like you said, their self, their sense of self, not self-worth, however you want to phrase that, feeling whatever, you know, not as worthy.
Yes.
Busy lifestyle, I would hear.
Yeah.
Like the folks that you talked about in the corporate world.
That's right.
Who get so wrapped up in whatever it is that they're doing.
Yeah.
And then I would imagine folks who even fear going outside of what is considered to be the norm, irrespective of the fact that they may have benefited from what you've shared with them or what they may see intellectually.
Yes.
And know to be, yeah, a good thing, but maybe everybody else is doing it this way, and I just fear being different. Because you indicated that you took on this whole thing about being different from the person that you used to be when you stopped eating meat.
Right.
You went vegetarian and you were going against the tide.
Yeah.
So you were helping people to realize themselves, I guess, in spite of their obstacles.
Yes. And we actually had a meeting this morning and we talked about doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just do your thing. You know, the song "It's Your Thing."
Yes.
Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I get into with people. You know, what's your thing?
Mm-hmm.
And let's get you doing it.
Yeah.
You know, spite of what the people say.
Yeah.
You know.
So now, let's talk about your coaching, your services, Lifeway Wellness Services, and the movement towards going green, using organic, natural products and, things of that sort, because I would imagine that there's an undercurrent in what you're doing that's there, in terms of embracing that. There's a relationship there, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, so, people have more of a consciousness around it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the holistic lifestyle is very naturally green,
yeah,
because we're looking at doing